Welcome to Dr. Sacknowitz, Mr. Sacknowitz. Well, welcome. Okay, Rabosai, just to have a quick recap in this complicated sugya where we're standing and what we did yesterday. Yesterday was a very, very important day in our development of Tamkei Iker. Okay? What we've approached based up until now is that Tamkei Iker is major machlokes rishayin whether or not Tamkei Iker is the oraisa derabbanan. When you only have Nesinas Tam, you don't have the actual Isser, would that be an Isser d'Oraisa or would that be an Isser d'Rabbanan? Rashi was of the opinion, as we've quoted, is that it's only going to be an Isser d'Rabbanan, and the Balei HaTosfos are not happy with that, finding sources all over Shas that the issue of Tamkei Iker is a real bona fide issue, mi d'Oraisa. However, even if you hold Tamkei Iker is d'Oraisa, what we spoke about on Thursday is that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to automatically get Malkus. How could the Gemara have the chutzpah? And in Avodah Zarah, and Samech Zayin, Rabbi Yochanan could say with a straight face that if you have Tamu Mamosho, you're like it. So some Rishonim said, you misunderstood what Tamu Mamosho is. Basically, it's not a Chiddush in Tamkei Iker, it's basically creating a situation that you actually have Nikar Isser, or you have Mamoshes of the Isser, and the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan was in the opposite side of the Gemara, not in that side of the Gemara. Or according to Rabbi Tam, even if you don't have Tamu Mamosho, you're going to be Loke. That Gemara was talking about what? Whereas Nikar Isser, because it was Minbe Mino, it wasn't Minbe Sheino Mino. If you only have Nesinas Tam, of course you're going to get Malkus, of course there's going to be a problem. But other Rishonim said that's not true. Where's the Kezias Isser? In order for me to get Malkus, I can't just have a taste of Isser. I need to be eating a Kezias of Nevela. I need to be eating a Kezias of Chazer. How in your Cholent do you envision over here that I have a Kezias? So that's what we approached on Thursday, the issue of envisioning a Kezias within my Taruvus. And we said, according to Reb Chaim Cohen, it means that there's a significant amount of Isser that's found in the concoction, and that's what's called Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Although the Gemara introduces this idea of Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras to be a unit in time, to be considered an Achila, something that we are constantly involved with, Rabosai. Like I said, when you eat matzah, you got to eat it within the window of time that is Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Otherwise, how could you say, I'm going to nibble over here a little bit, and then an hour later, I'm going to have a little bit more. What's mitzarif that too? So you had two crumbs of matzah. How are you yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? The answer is, I learned through the halacha Moshe Mesinai of Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras that within 4 minutes, let's take that shear, that now that can now create an achila babasach. That can be envisioned as eating a whole kezayis in one shot, and that can be chayiv. And for Yom Kippur, it's going to be the opposite. And I want to make sure that if I'm trying to have less than a shear, I'm going to expand it and extend it over a longer period of time, that it's, according to no opinion, it's not going to be Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's why the Rav is going to tell you that if you're going to have Nebuch, a person has to have shiurim on Yom Kippur, should make sure to eat it in more than 9 minutes, so that according to no opinion, it's going to be within that window of time of combining it to be an achila. So, now come along the Rishonim and say it's not only a chiddush in time, in terms of a maisa achila, it's also a chiddush in volume. That if you have a kezayis b'achilas pras, now I could envision that I'm eating a kezayis right now by eating the taruvus. So according to Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, so now as long as you had a significant amount, the ratio was not 1 in 50, but the ratio was what? In eighth or a sixth, depending on which sheet that you hold, how you figure out a kezayis, how you figure out a pras. Let's not get into the number games. So then that's a significant avisser. That now, any spoon that you take out, now we're going to give you malchus for that spoon. Whereas the Rambam held, no, not so fast. I agree to what Rav Chaim Cohen that says kezayis pechdei achilas pras is relevant. But it's not sufficient if you just take an isser that's an eighth or a sixth that falls in to the mixture. But now what, says the Rambam? I have to eat what? I have to eat the whole thing. I have to eat the four beitzim. I have to eat the six beitzim, depending on whatever the shear of pras is. Then I could envision that I'm getting kezayis. And even though it's dispersed amongst other things, I ignore that and I can say Tamkei Iker. But if you don't eat the whole thing, then I don't envision you eating a kezayis. So that was just in order to deal with the concept of Malkus. But then we introduced yesterday, comes along the Rimi Orlins and says, what Malkus? Malkus? How do you have the chutzpah to tell me that you're Malkus? I have another issue. Forget the fact that you're not eating kezayis over here. Forget the fact that you're not eating kezayis over here. There's another issue over here. You don't have a lav. Any time that you don't violate a losase that's similar to what? The lav of what? Rebosa, remember, which lav? Muzzling an animal, chasima, so then you don't get what? Malkus. Because the Gemara has a drasha of smuchim, two psukim, v'hoyim ben akosa rasha, the source for Malkus, is right next to the posuk of losachsam shor bedisha, that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal. So you need a lav, dum yude, lav de chasima. That's the source that you have to do in action in order to violate a losase. A lav shem b'maisa, the Gemara Malkus tells us, you don't get, where we paskin is, you don't get Malkus. So too, what? You need it to say, don't do this. If it doesn't say, don't do this, so then how can you get Malkus? Comes along the Rimi Orlins and he asks, the Torah doesn't say that by Tom Kaker. What does the Torah say by Tom Kaker, says the Rimi Orlins? It says what? It says kasha your kalim. It says if you have a problem, you should kasha your kalim. Taviru ba'ish. That's a positive statement. So the Torah is telling you, and in the Torah obviously assumed that what? Tom is a problem. Because otherwise, why wouldn't the Torah just say, forget about it. Just ignore the fact that there's a bliya, there's an absorption in your kli. Must be that the Torah was assuming that there's something problematic within the kli. So the Torah was assuming, tam ke'iker, what's the source, taviru ba'esh, that the Torah says, do libun, burn up your kelim, and make sure that you extract and you purge all the absorptions from the vessel that you have. But says the Rimi Orlins, what is that? That's an essay. How can that give you malchus? That was a bomb kasher, Rabosai. So what did Rabbeinu Tam respond? Came along Rabbeinu Tam and he said, no, not so fast. That's not true. The Torah of Taviru Ba'esh was what I call what? A Gili Milsa. It was Megala to me. It revealed to me that which I think Tam is nothing. Why would I think Tam is nothing? Because I would say, what? It's Balta Barov, right? I would say it's nullified. Comes along the Torah and he says, no, it's still no Saint Tom. There's still Tom there, and Tom is Ke'iker. Once the Torah revealed to me, what's the Isser on that item, says Rabbeinu Tam? Not Taviru Ba'esh, not Klei Midyo, not Parshas Matos, but rather what? Ahadre Li Isura Kama, we go back to what? If the Isser is not nullified, so then what? So the Isser exists. So when the Torah said, don't eat the vela, that's applicable here. The Torah was just megalit to me that which we would have thought, that there's no nevela here, the truth is that there is nevela. So that Rabbeinu Tam says, and we have precedent for this. We learn by Abchor Balmum, that if the Torah says you could shecht it, you could eat it, the Torah says, and don't, from there we infer, you cannot shear it, you cannot work this animal. And yet the Gemara in Bechoris tells you, you get Malkus. If you work the animal, or if you shear the animal, what did the Torah say? How do I know that it's usser? It's from the word tizbach, that you should shecht it to eat it, and for nothing else, you can't work it, you can't shear it. Ask Rabbeinu Tam, how could the Gemara say that I get malchus if there's no losase? It must be like I'm arguing. It's called ahadre li surakama. It reverted back to the original isser. All the Torah was telling me, it wasn't me mechadish to me a new din. It was telling me that which we thought that the Isser is gone, it's not gone anymore. So what's the source? If I want to give Hasra, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if I want to give Hasra for Tam Ke'iker, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm going to say, lo sochal nevelo. Don't eat chazer. According to Rimi Orlins, what am I going to say? Well, there's no punishment. It's a great horror, right? It's all irrelevant. But in theory, if there would have been a punishment for an essay, what would I say? Taviru Bayesh. So lomdisha chakira, Rabbi says, Tam Ke'iker, a new Isser? Or is Tam Chayikar the original Isser? I suggested a possibility. A Chiddush, and I'm not sure because I haven't found it anywhere. But I suggested perhaps this could answer Moshe's Kasha. The Kasha that the Rashba asked on our Sugya. What do you mean? How could the Gemara have a suggestion to learn what? To learn from a Kal V'Chomer, from Mishras. Halo Einon Shemin Adin. You can never learn an Isser and an Onish from a Kal V'Chomer. Teretz is if the Lomdis of Tam Chayikar is what? It's not being mechadish in Isser. It's just a giloy milsa that the Isser that we thought was not here is still here. So then what? The Isser is what? Is really the lav. It's not a kal v'chomer that's creating an Isser. Perhaps that can answer the Rishonim's kasha through the lomdis of Tam Ke'iker. But what is that? That's a machlekes, the Rimi Orlins and the Rabbeinu Tam. It's not so poshut. We ended shir yesterday with an afkamina la'alacha that the afikayam, apparently this shaila came up in Brisk. Reb Chaim discussed the shaila with the dayan of Brisk, Rav Zelig. Rav Zelig, I forget. Rav Simcha Zelig, what's his last name? I forget. Rav Simcha, what? Rieger. Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger. Oh, Shkoyach. So he had this Shaila. Rabbi, he had this Shaila. that you had a choyla. And the choyla could eat one of two things. Everybody say, we have a choyla. Again, what do we go straight whenever we have a choyla? Marayuma, where?
Pegimol.
Kala kal tchila. We don't want to be matir anything. If we don't have to be matir in Isser Doraisa, we're only going to be matir in Isser Derabbanan. That's why if you have a choyla on Shabbos, if you could do it with a shinoi, do it with a shinoi. If you could do it al yedi amir al akum, so then don't matir in Isser Doraisa. Okay? If we don't have to be matir in Isser Lav, so they'll say only be matir in Isser Essay. If we only can be matir in Isser Lav, we don't have to be matir in Isser Lav Sheesh Pomisa, so don't be matir Lav Sheesh Pomisa. If you have Truman Tevel. Okay, good kasha. It's Machlokes in the Gemara. Excellent. It's a trick question. Rabbi, so comes along the Shaila they ask Rabbi Chaim. So what do you have over here? You have to give him treif. The doctor said you have to give him treif. Should I give him taruvis? Should I give him tam ke'ikr? Or should I give him what? A piece of chazer. So it depends who you ask. L'chayru would be better off to give him...
Well, it doesn't really matter, because if you hold Rabbi Natan, you might...
That's exactly what we said. According to Rabbi Natan, it wouldn't matter. According to the Remurlins, it matters and it matters. One's an essay, and one's a lot of Malkos. But Rabbi said, what would you do? If you were me, what would you do? I would anyways give him. Why? Because in my back pocket, I want him to have someone when he goes up to the Shemayim. He's got Rashi. At least he has Rashi that it's only going to be Dirabbanan. But Lamaisa, Nafkimino Alacha, the reason why the Shaila came up, Rabbi says, because Rashi is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. How do we know Rashi is not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch? We don't understand, right, why Te'im is Mutter, right? Because it's the Shulchan Aruch assumes, like the Rashba, that every case of Nishbach is going to be an Issa D'Oraisa, and the assumption is not like Rashi in our Sugya. And that was an afkamina that we ended off last night. We just pointed out, before I start today, we just pointed out that what? This nafkamina of Ahadri Lisurakama has nafkaminas for what? For Eidus at your wedding. Why? Because there is a din that you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for a goy. So the Torah says you can cook Ochel Nefesh for yourself, but you can't cook for a goy. Lochem v'loy l'nochem. Gemara beitza on daf chavbeis. So the Gemara said, so the Shaila is, what happens if I did cook for a goy? Right? What happens if a person cooks for a goy? A person has a goy that's living in their house and he cooks on Yontif. So you have violated, no question, he violated what? An Issur D'Oraisa. Do I get Malkus for such a cooking?
That's right.
Do you say what? The Torah, Be'etzim, said cooking is mutter, Ochel Nefesh is mutter, yet the Torah, what, created a new Issur called what? Lachem lo la'akum. So therefore, that would be what? That would be only a assay. So would I be puzzled for Eidus at the wedding?
No.
The answer is no. Or do you learn that what? That no, once the Torah was megala to me, once the Torah revealed to me that what? That it's usher, so then the original heter is never a heter, so I violated what? The Isher of Bishol, a lav. I'm not allowed to cook on Yontif, so therefore I would be possible to eat this. This is a prima godim. The Rabbi Yosef Engel brings up these both two machkaminas. This is a prima godim that clears the Shiloh. Happens to be this is a machlekes taste in the Rambam and nafkamina la'alocha based on the lumdus of a hadri elisurikam. Not to cook on Yontif. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif.
Lachem
would just be megala that heter of that we said that it could be lachem l'chotzer chechem that would not be applied to Akum. Yeah. So that's based on the lumdus of Ahadri Lisurakam. So that was what we dealt with, Rabosai, how you get the Kazayas and how you approach the Isser of Nosein Tam, of Tam Kib. However, Rabosai, there's one very fundamental Gemara that we have to do before we close it, and we see that this is going to have more nafkaminas. Comes along the Gemara in Zvachim and Av, Ayin Chesem and Av. Amar Ish Lakish. Hapigo v'anoyser v'atame. Don't get too sidetracked with what the type of iser is. The point is, Rish Lakish had three types of isurim that were usher to consume and usher to eat, that he mixed them together, and they were no Saint Tam in one another, Shabal and Zebzeh, va'achlam. And then he ate them. So he had three isurim, and he ate them together. So the Mishnah says... What the Mishnah say? Because Rashi says Kazayis Mizeh, Kazayis Mizeh, Kazayis Mizeh. Nosan l'toch piv, Potter from what? Potter from Malkus. So the Gemara says Iyav Shishlo Yarbe Min Al Chaver V'Yavat Lenu. It's impossible that what one did not have a little bit of a majority on the other. So therefore, it's Batel. You're going to be Batel from Malkus. Good. So the Gemara says Shma Mina. First of all, we both say this is a very important siman in Shulchan Aruch. We didn't have time to do. but this is the sugya of Isurim Mevatlin Zed Zed. What happens if you don't have Heterim, but you have other Isurim, can they be counted? Just like we had the discussion, can you count Atzamos? Can you count bones? Can you count other types of non-food entities to the Taruvis in order to be Mevatel? What happens if you have two Isurim? Can the other Isur be Mevatel? That's this sugya of Isurim Mevatlin Zed Zed, which we're not getting into right now. Shma Minotlas. So we learned three things from this Gemara. Shma mina isur mevatlin zezeh. You see from here that not only can you use heter, something that's permissible in order to nullify, but even an iser has the ability to nullify as long as it's being mevatel another iser. Ushma mina noisin tam berov lavda araisa. Let's get back to that in a second because that's what I want to talk about. Ushma mina asra sofik lo shma asra. And by the way, there's a fascinating sugya that comes up often in Shas, Yuvam is Pei Beis, Ksubis Tesvav. You have a sugya of Asra Savik. What?
Earlier in the seventh paragraph of Chulin also comes up.
So you have the sugya of Asra Savik. If you don't give a definitive Hasra, when you're warning a person before he gets an Einish, you can't punish a person unless he gets an Einish. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's not even sufficient to warn a person, Rabosai. You have to be pretty much crazy. You have to say, I accept the Asra and Afal Pichin, I'm going to Amanasken Ani Yosef. So it's, I don't know if you know any guy that would actually have this conversation to actually get the capital punishment. But you have to be in a real rage to have a conversation like that and say, I want this Onish, I want it, I want to do it, and that's so. But the Gemara says, if you're not telling us clearly which Isser we're violating, and there's a Hasra suffering, and we're saying, you might be violating this, you might be violating that. Why don't I know? Because I don't know actually what you're going to take a bite out of. So then that's not a valid Hasra. So therefore, the Gemara learns out that the third did. So the Gemara, pertaining to us, learns out that what? This is a situation where what? Even though there might be a majority against it, Rabosai, we know majority is insufficient. Why is majority insufficient, Rabosai? Why is majority insufficient? Because Tom Kicker. Because even if you have majority, but we're learning, Bittul Barov is not sufficient unless you maybe hold like Rashi. But if you have Tom, you have Nesinas Tom, you don't have Shishim against it, it's still going to be a problem. This situation, Rabbi Yisai, you have Nesinas Tom, so why is it Bittul? Why is it nullified? So Elamai, you see, Tom is Lav Ke'iker. Tom Kicker is Lav Daraisa. Who's happy right now, Rabbi Yisai, in the Havamin of the Gemara? Rashi. Don't worry, Rashi will get very upset in a second because the Gemara is going to challenge us. Rabbi Yisai, what's the Gemara's diak? What should you have gotten?
Malchus.
Comes along with Kiva Eger and Hulin on Ardaf. I didn't put on the Marmukimus. So I want you to map out everything. Everything that we're talking about and keep every single Rishon in your head. When you learn a sugi and you see a mocker on the Marmukimus, you have to take everything that you learned and apply it to the area that you're learning. So now I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do it with the background that we just mentioned. Let's just make things simple, Rabbi Yisai. We learned the Machlekes, the Rimi or Lins, and the Rabbeinu Tam. What was the Machlekes, the Rimi or Lins, and the Rabbeinu Tam?
Adrenal
Asir Kam. So what's the Machlekes? What's the Rimi or Lins's? What's the Rimi or Lins's launching point from? What's his launching point from? Who's he upset with for Rimi or Lins? Rabbi Yochanan. And Gemara Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin, right? Because he's saying at most it's what?
An Aseh,
right? And then end of story. What? So Rabbi Natam had a beautiful lumdis to get out of that kasha, right? But that's the Rimi Orlin Sashita, right? Good. Awkward silence. Frek the Rub Kiva Eger on our daf, a bomb kasha. That make all the Rosh Hashivas start schwitzing. Rabbi Yisai, there's a bomb kasha, and we didn't even start the Sugi in Zvach. That you should already be asking. I'm going to read the Gemara again. I'm Rish Lakish. Hapigol va'noiser va'atome. Shebolin zebezev va'ochlon potter. Yevshe sheloyar b'min al chavero v'yivat lenu. Shma minot las. Ah, Rish Lakish says, I have three chidushim from this sugya. Shma minot yisur mevalin zeze. I don't want to talk about that. Shma minot noisin tam b'roiv lav
do'oraisa. That's why you don't get Malchus.
Having Thomas, or is it
no sir and I say? Shma mino noisin tam lav doraisa. Shma mino noisin tam beroiv lav doraisa. What's Reish Lakish being medayik? What did we just say? Must be that what? Tam ki ikar is only? Because if tam ki ikar was what? Was the oraisa, then you should get what? Really? Frechter kiveigar and hulin, really? Does anyone have a problem with this gemara and hulin? With this gemara and zochim? Tzorachi and dodo on the rimi or lintz! Everyone here, kiveigar's kasha? Even according to the Remurlins, who's not going to subscribe to Rashi Shita that Tom Kaker is only the Rabbanon, but he has to what? Say that it's the Araisa, that he's going to be Maida. That's Gemara and Psachim and Daf Mem Gimel. Don't tell me a Smachta, says the Remurlins. That's the Araisa, either from Mishras or from Hagala, whatever the Makar is going to be. But it's not going to be what? It's not going to be Malkis, says Reb Kiveigar. Yes, it is. Isn't this a bomb proof to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? That the whole Gemara was suggesting for a second that what? It must be Tam Ki Iker is only the Rabban, because if Tam Ki Iker is the Araisa, you should get what?
Malkus.
Wow. That's a kasha. That's a kasha, Rabbi Isai.
The Gemara doesn't say that he mixed them, though. It says that he ate them together, so they're two separate things.
No. The whole fundamental you said was, sorry. No, it's not true. Rabbi Isai, everyone hear what Rabbi Kiveigar is asking?
Say it again.
Rabbi Kiveigar is asking that the Gemara's assumption was Tam Ke Iker, when you have these Isurim mixed up, there's obviously Nesinas Tam over here. And yet, the Gemara say, must be, Tam Ke Iker is only the Rabbon. Says Rabbi Kiveigar, what's the deal of the Gemara? Because why don't you get what? Malkus. Why are you putting for Malkus, right? Says Rabbi Kiveigar, according to the Rimi Horolintz, even if Tam Ke Iker is the Oraisa, you're not going to get what? Malkus. So the Gemara doesn't read straight. So you see from the Kasha of the Gemara, like Shitas who? Like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That's the way Rabbi Kiveigar leaves off in Tzarchi.
Why does it happen?
On the Rimi Orleans. Okay? So you have to even read the Kashas of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiveigar is teaching us, according to all the approaches of the Rishon. Good. Now the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Mesiv Rav. Good, so Tom Kaker's the Rabbanan. So we said, who's smiling right now?
Rashi.
Mesiv Rav. Asa Isa min chitin umin oires. Im yeshba tam dogan chayeves bechala. What did he do over here? Going gluten free. Not really, because there's some chitin over here. For oats. We're going to go for oats. You could have oats?
Yeah.
You could have oats? Yeah? Not all celiacs could have oats. My daughter could have oats, but the person who trained her said, who taught her about it, said that there are certain people that are much more sensitive, that they can't even have oats. So what do you have for Shabbos?
Oat challah.
Mm-hmm. Cats. Cats?
My mom's sure said, I think.
Oh, really?
She might use the cats mix, but...
Gotcha. So you assume that one of the Chamesh Shmini Dagan is oats?
I hope so.
Yeah. No. Most people assume like that. Most people assume like that. Don't worry. Rav Shechter doesn't assume like that. Rav Shechter will not make a mezonos on Cheerios.
Oh, really?
Shocking. Yeah. Shocking. He thinks that that's not what the what Rob the term is.
So what was it? What's the fifth one then?
What's the... I forget exactly. Millet. What do you have?
No,
Millet says Beferish. Biochem Anur. Oh, good. So says the Gemara, Mesiv Rava, Asa Isa min achitim min ha'oriz. We're going to come back to gluten. Asa achitim min achitim min ha'oriz. You made a combo of what? Of wheat with rice. They have now, guys, half of what the gluten-free people eat is rice flour. That's what they use. Im yesh ba tam dogon chayev es bechal. So now, Rabosai, there's a lot of different nafkaminos that we're going to learn for these mixtures that don't only pertain to Isurim and have such a negative implication, but there's, we already learned, Birkas HaMazon, the person who had the challah for Friday night, right, that we spoke about last week. How much of the challah does he have to eat? How much dagan does he have to eat? That would be the Shaila and the Rambam and the Reb Chaim Kohen that we discussed. And if you're Yotzei Lechem Mishnah, the elimination diet, right? Now you're going to have to be, also know, is there a shear that I have to be chayiv in challah, right? And am I Yotzei also for the mitzvah of matzah? So the Gemara says, if there's isa ben achidim ben ha'orizim, yesh betamdog chayas v'chala. V'yaf al gav de ruba oiris. So says the Gemara, even though the majority is rice. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So you see implication in this Mishnah is that what? As long as there's a tam, even if it's not rov, as long as there's a tam of what? Of chitim, that makes it what? Bread. Because by the way, we don't paskin. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that Oriz is counted as one of the Chamesh Mini Dogan, that you bench on Oriz. That was one shita that wasn't accepted. There's not enough gluten in Oriz and rice for you to wash and bench on, or chayv and challah. It's all the same halachas of lechem. So therefore the Gemara says, you see beferish that tam ke'ikar is what? Is the oraisa, because you're chayv and challah. Really? Do you see that, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yisai, what's the din in chutz la'aretz? Do you have to be mafish challah?
Yes.
Now it is.
No.
It's 2 pounds. Yes. You don't remember the sugya of tzli? What was the shiloh we discussed by tzli? What happened in the oven? The tin foil opened up and it touched what? The other challah, right? And it was a shiloh of tzli, right? But it was something that wasn't mefafeya, right? That was the shiloh we spoke about literally like 7 months ago. But Rabosai, Avadi, you have to be mafsh challah. But challah in chutz la'aretz is only midrabbanan. Challah in chutz la'aretz is only midrabbanan. So Chal in Eretz Yisrael was once upon a time, there happens to be Chal in Eretz Yisrael is also Midrabbanan, Bizman Hazeh. Why is Chal in Eretz Yisrael only Midrabbanan? No, nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash. Chal was the first mitzvah that they were obligated, the Gemara in Ksubas Chavav says, even before they had a Beis HaMikdash, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were Chayv and Chal. But there's something else lacking that's unfortunate.
Conquering Eretz Yisrael.
No, not conquering Eretz Yisrael.
Isn't that the majority of Jews living?
What? The yes. Living? The Gemara says you need bias kulchem. You need a situation where all or rove of Am Yisrael is inhabiting the land, and unfortunately we don't have that, although people are starting to question that right now.
What?
They say it's changing already. What's the number at now?
I thought it was
almost near 50%. Wow. Okay, so maybe it might have serious halachic implications. There is a difference. So even though, Rabosai, I'm just telling you something very important. You got to remember this. This will save a lot of people. Even though Chala in Eretz Yisrael is only Durabonon, and Chala in Chutz La'aretz Bizman Hazeh is only Durabonon, there's a difference. The Chala in Eretz Yisrael is Durabonon because of a technicality. But inherently, it's growing from Kadosh land. It's growing from an area that could have been D'oraisa. So the rabbi said, this has got to mimic exactly like the biblical Hafrashas Chala. When it comes to Chalas Chutz La'aretz, it's all the land of make-belief. This is all like, we don't want people to forget about Chala, and therefore we're going to like give some nice little gestures to the Jews in America that they can practice certain activities, but there's going to be a lot of kulas. One of the most major kulas, Rabosai, comes up when a person forgets to be mafrish Chala. Okay, you have people that forget to be mafresh challah. They're scared. Oh no, everything's treif. There's tevel. We discussed there could be serious tevel, and I forgot to do it before Shabbos. I can't. Can you be mafresh challah on Shabbos, Rabosai?
No,
it's us to be mafresh challah for two reasons. You're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, and you're also not allowed to be metakin. You're not allowed to fix something. That's an issue on Shabbos of fixing. It's under the category of makabah patish. You're not allowed to fix things. So for two reasons, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah. So what do? So can I not eat it? My mother made beautiful challah. My wife made beautiful challahs. How am I not going to eat it?
America.
There's an eitz in America. Be ochel va'achrikach mafresh, because challah, I don't mean to be blunt over here, but it's fake in Chutz La'aretz, although it's also in the Rabbanan. So therefore, they made a special leniency that they said that you can be mafresh after you eat it, as long as you what? Make sure to save some piece of the challah. You have to be mafresh afterwards. So it comes along the Gemara and says, that's exactly the answer over here. There's no raya from this Mishnah that Tam Keker is d'oraisa. Why? Because everyone agrees that there's a concept of Afrosh's challah on a level of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, the Rabbanan. Good? Bad. Yeah, Moshe.
Is the reason it's
Derabanan? You love tangents.
I do.
Yeah.
I did my thing.
Yeah.
Is the reason it's Derabanan in... is it a din on where the rove of Jews are? It's being in Yerushalayim or in Israel and then also having rove there. Meaning, is it two din there or it's just wherever the...
It's Eretz Yisrael.
And then plus...
Yeah. You could never... If it's not a rove... If we had rove in America, it would never be the Eretz. No. Good question.
What's the end of this Gemara?
What?
Could we repeat the end of the Gemara?
So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Mesiv Rava Asa Isimana Chitimana Ores Mieshva Batam Dogan Chayavis Bechala Viafa Gav the Ruba Ores. So here you have just an issue of what? Of Tam. And on that, the Gemara says you have to be Mafresh Chala. So it's a Raya against Rish Lakish. It's a Raya that Tam Kaker is. Dura Raisa. You're Chayvin Chala.
So shouldn't that mean
that? So you're Chayvin Chala. So then that's a Raya that Tam alone could be Chayvin Chala. There's only an amount of Tam of Chita here. It's Dura Raisa.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what the Gemara says. Dura Raisa. So it's a Kasha on Rish Lakish. So how's Rish Lakish going to get out of this? Says the Gemara, it's talking about Chala Durabon. Who said it was talking about Chala and Dura Raisa? Good? That's the answer of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, come on. That's not an answer. Read the Seifa. Yihachi ema Seifa Adam Yoytzi Yedei Chavasa BePesach. Rabosai, no one holds that matzah on Leila Seder is only Durabon. Actually, no one holds that La'alacha. There is a Shita in the Gemara that holds in the Gemara in the end of Pesachim, in the end of Arvi Pesachim, Kufkev Tezayin, that holds that Matzah b'zmanazeh is derabanan, and that's the Gemara says. Rav Sheshes, who was blind, was able to be motzi his family in Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim because he held matzah b'zmanazeh was derabanan. So Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is derabanan. It's all derabanan. Therefore, even though he was pater, he was able to be motzi himself. But we don't paskin like that. Rabbi say, and we paskin matzah b'zmanazeh is deraisa. So how could the same Mishnah say what both halacha for chala? And now say in the same breath that you are Yotze with your Chiyuv on Pesach. So on that, the Gemara says, you're right. Backtrack. Get out of the whole answer. The whole Durabana was a fluff. It wasn't a real answer. And really, Tam Ke'iker is Deoraisa. But what? It depends. Is there actually Nesinas Tam? If it's Min B'Sheino Mino, Tam Ke'iker is Deoraisa. That's something that's no same Tam. It's Min B'Sheino Mino. But if it's Min B'Mino, so then it's not because there's no Nesinas Tam. And on that, was what Reish Lakish was talking about, that you're putter. So what we thought, we had something unbelievable over here for the sugya of Tam Ke'iker, says the Gemara, it's really the Araisa, and you misunderstood Reish Lakish, who was happy and now is very unhappy, Rabbi Isai. Shitas Rashi. Rashi is going to have a big problem with this Gemara. What's he going to say? What's he going to say with half of the Gemara's Brisai? We have to really clarify Rashi and see, even if we get back to Rashi, which I want to do, the last thing that we do tomorrow, if that's going to help us for all the Gemaras. But right now, Rashi is in big, heavy waters. Okay? But Rabbi say, I don't even think Rashi is the only one that's in big, heavy waters. What did the Gemara say? Gemara says, if you have Tam Chitim, then you Yoytzi your Chiyuv and Pesach.
Rabbi Tam.
One second. Rabbi Tam what?
Rabbi Tam is also in a bit of trouble now.
Is he? Rabbi said, let me ask you a question. Let's I think Rabbi Tam is good. I'm with David. I think Rabbi Tam is good. Rabbi say, he's got Nebach. Excellent. Rabbi say, I have a kash over here. Chazdan, what's your chiv leila seder of matzah? How much matzah do you have to eat?
Much?
Yeah.
Three
questions. How much? How much do you have to eat? Kazayis.
One.
Kazayis. Okay, good.
Two.
By the way, what if I have half a kazayis of matzah? Am I yotze?
No.
Did I get anything? Let's say the doctor tells me that I can't. Let's say the doctor tells me I'll let you have a half of an olive of matzah. Forget. Let's not get into involved in what an olive is. Mizmanazeh. I'm not going to complicate things. We're both saying. What? It's much bigger, right? That's the tzlach says that all the shiurim have changed, and that's why you lamaisa. Ray Willick says everyone should be yotze. They should have a half of a round matzah leila seder within that window of time. Okay. If you want a chumrah and dabei a chumrah, who wants chumrahs over here? Okay.
I like
according to Rav Chaim Brisker, okay, remind me to do this Erev Pesach with you guys. According to Rav Chaim Brisker, I'm sorry, according to the Mishnah Brura, kezayis bechdei achilas bras, meaning eating within the window of 4 minutes, that is bidievet. Because the Gemara says, achol kezayis matzah bechdei achilas bras, within 4 minutes, what? Yotza. What does yotza mean? Yotze means you were yotze. Right. But is that what? Lechatchila. So if you come to my Leila Seder, you'll see that I will not swallow. I'll try my best. I don't know always it works. I will try based on the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. It's not, it's Mishnah Berurah, but you'll find it. It says, L'chatchila, a person should swallow a kezayis bebas achas.
No.
And therefore, this is what you do. This is what you do. You take the matzah, you chew it up in your mouth, and then you swallow the kezayis amount in one shot. Do I think it actually works always? I don't think it actually works because sometimes like some of it starts to go down while I'm trying to chew. But I'm just telling you, if you ask my wife, the next time, Purim, ask my wife, what is the messiest seat on Leil HaSeder? There's no question, and that's when it happens. It gets all over, and it's everything, and the kids love it. They're watching me trying to be machmir for this Mishnah Berurah, and they're sitting me like chewing, you know,
how much is that? In terms of shear,
so
that you need to put
I'm
in
saying
your mouth.
Willig's shita.
So you're saying you need about half a matzah in your mouth of chewed up and then swallow that.
Willig's cheshbon is the half of matzah is a combination.
That's how long it'll take you to eat.
It's a chumra in terms of the first kezayis because maybe the shiurim are larger. But if you remember, you also have to eat two kezesim, like Jacob said. So Rav Willig says, but that chumrah to have two kezesim is only a chumrah midrabanan. So he says, for the chumrah midrabanan, you could rely on the smaller shear of a quarter matzah. So now all I need to be yotze everything is a half of a round matzah, because I'm yotze the potential first kezayis that might be a larger shear, which is the d'oraisa. I want to make sure that I have a larger kezayis. And on the tzad that I have to have two kezesim, which is, we were choshish for those we showed him, that I have to have two kezesim, which the Daf Yomi just learned, the Russian in Brachas, right? That, so then I have the two smaller kezesim. So Maman of Shach, Rabbi Willig, it's a chap of Rabbi Willig. Maman of Shach, you have a half a matzah, you're yotze everything. So now when I'm trying to be yotze the larger shear, so I'm going to take a half a matzah, try to chew it up. It's not always exactly a half, so it might be a little larger. And I'll try to chew it up and try to swallow it, and we'll find out lost in love if I was ever yotze. But b'diavad, I was for sure yotze.
Can you break it in half?
What? You could break it in half. You just need to swap. The key is the swallowing.
But meaning you can't eat half as if it's the first kezayis and the other half is the second kezayis.
Wait, why don't you using
the? No, because then I wasn't yotze. That's
why it has to be.
No, but if you want, Rabosa, if you don't want to be machmir, let's say you want to be yotze the Mishnah Berurah like this. Forget that the shiurim changed. Let's go with the old kezayis. That's very easy to be machmir for. A non-larger shear and just swallowing that in one shot, that's a joke. Everyone could do that. So it's just when you add up your chumras, it becomes much more complicated because you have a larger shear of a kezayis plus trying to swallow it in one shot. That's different. Over here, Reb Chaim has a shtickle Torah to be mekel, but I don't have time to get into this now. We'll talk about it before. So everybody say, ask the Gemara, what? You need to have what? A kezayis. What's the problem, everybody say? Rabbi Yisai, what do we say when we learn Tom Kaker? The Rishonim were all bothered with the following problem. What's the problem? Before you get to Malkus, there's another issue with Malkus. Before you get to the essay versus the law that we spoke about yesterday, in order for you to get Malkus, you have to have a what? A kezayis. You have to have. Where do you have a kezayis in this concoction? So what did Reb Chaim Cohn answer? You have to have a shear of what? Kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Anyone see anything about kezayis b'chdei achilas pras over here? Gemara says there was Tam Chita. What is Reb Chaim Cohn going to have to say? An Ukimta on the Gemara that there was so much Chita that was put in that it was Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Otherwise, you can't buy it. Rabbi say Matzah. This is why I started. Rabbi say, let's say a doctor tells you that you can't have a Kezayis of Matzah. Is there an Inyan to have half a Matzah?
No.
Half a shear. So the Mishnah Lamelech, the Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix. Mishnah Melech, you say the Atorah is a suffix. Listen to this suffix, everybody say. Do you say the same way we learned earlier this year that Chatzi Shir is Osir Min Atorah when it comes to Isurim? Do you say the same thing by what? By mitzvahs as well. Do you say that if you can't have a Shir Shalem, at least I could have what? A Chatzi Shir. Or do you say that the concept of Chatzi Shir was only Neschadish in the world of what? Of Isurim. Everybody say? Maybe that suffix, the Mishnah Melech, I'm just throwing this out there, maybe that's totally on the sources for Chatzi Shir. Is it based on Kol Chelev, which is limited to Yisurim? Or is it based on what? Chazilitz Terufei. If it's Chazilitz Terufei, maybe one could apply such a Sara outside of the world of Yisurim, even to mitzvahs. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Adam Yotze Yidei Chavos V'Pesach. Means what? If Adam Yotze Yidei Chavos V'Pesach means a person had what? Kazayas. Where's your kazayas? Says Reb Chaim Cohn, must be, if you want to have a kazayas, it's got to be in there. And you had a nukimta, you had what? You had a significant amount of kazayas b'tei achilas pras. The ratio was 1/8 or 1/6. Whatever, however you define a kazayas b'tei achilas pras, it wasn't just a tam of chita, it wasn't 1/50th, like we said would be nesinas tam. Rabbi Yisrael, according to the Rambam, how do I have a kazayas over here? If we go based on the Rambam that we learned on Thursday, what? You ate what? You ate the whole thing. Is that shver? According to Rashi, it's shver. According to the Rambam, it's shver. According to Reb Chaim Cohn, shver. Who's the only one who's sailing over here? Like David said, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is going to be very happy. Nepach. Nesinas Tam. Everything transforms. Very good. Yeah.
According to, like, I understand why it's a difficult okimta for the Rambam, but like for Chaim Cohn, I don't think it's so like.
Okay, you're right.
Just saying that's right.
It's true. But you have to add a new kimta. You have to add a new kimta. I'm just pointing out you have to add a new kimta. Good. I just want to make sure we cover for all the Rishon. Good. So this is a raya, and Rashi is in big trouble. All the Rishonim also have a little bit of trouble. But what about the Rimi or Lintz for Bosai? Does he have trouble?
From the beginning,
he has. He had problems from the beginning. What about the end?
It's not for a lava.
I think you're 100% right. I think Edmund's right. Rabbi Merlin says, I agree that Tom Kerk is a din d'oraisa. So in the world of mitzvahs, in the world of being Yotzit for Pesach, I can learn that this could be a din d'oraisa. Messina's Tom could be great. That I can be maskim to. Rimi Orlin's only had an issue within the world of Malkus, but for the world of Pesach, Leila Seder, the Rimi Orlin's will be fine with this concoction of the matzah. Well, they're going to sell this. Watch this. You're going to see this. What's the famous matzah that everyone loves? No.
No,
Charedim. Charedim. What is it, $40 a pound? Unbelievable. Soft matzahs.
It's unreal.
They're very soft. You get them? I don't even think they're so great, but they're very soft. So, by the way, you have to be careful with the shear in there because they're very thin. Bye, Sai.
He's doing two matzahs in my mouth.
Don't show him the whole thing.
You're Mavatal Mitzvah's essay.
So it's not, no malchus.
It's got to be dumi de lav chasim. The Torah has to say a lav, and it's got to be a lav with an action. It's got to be all these qualifications. It has to be similar to muzzling. An essay is not similar to muzzling. You have to do tshuva. You have to, before Yom Kippur, you have to do tshuva for it, but all he did is miss his essay. Yeah.
When it says bal de chimus, does that mean you have to have an office
for the chimus? No. It has to be. On the contrary, if you would have a matzah that bali de chimutz, you're not yotzei their mitzvah for an entirely different reason. There's a mitzvah of avera.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is that for the time for the ring or links, he wouldn't be. Forget about matzahs, he wouldn't be killed.
If what?
If you say the time, because he only said that he only says that it was good for
an essay.
Essay,
yeah.
Right?
Right. Oh, you're saying. Oh, interesting. You're saying, according to the Rimi or Linz, there's no karis over here. You can never get karis because it's only Nesinas Tam. Good, excellent. So we have to get back to that. The question is, when you read that Gemara in Pesachim Lamed Hey, what Mr. Sakhnovitz is saying is that the Gemara tells us that for a person to be yotze the chiyuv of matzah, he can't just use anything. He has to use chameshes mina dagnim. The Gemara says, how do you know that you have to use chameshes mina dagan? Because Gemara quotes from Rish Lakish that it has to be bal lidei chimetz. By the way, Rabbosai, the first time I saw that Gemara, that's just it's just unbelievable. The Torah is telling you we want you to walk on a tightrope. We want you to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah with something that if you are not careful with, that's going to get you into the biggest trouble and is the most non-Pesach dika entity. What does that mean? And Rabbi Yisai, how does that relate to the author of that statement? It is a Parsha Shmuz. It was actually a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha that I gave a few years ago. Because this statement is from none other than Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish is the biggest example of a transformation in Klal Yisrael. And there's a lot to talk about that we have to talk about now, but it's for a Parsha Shmuz before Pesach. Remind me for you guys to give it, because I really actually want to finish Tom Kaker, so it's not going to work. But the question that Mr. Sakhnovitz is asking is, do you need the mamish karis? Because according to the Rimi or Linz, you're never going to get lamaisa karis from such an entity, because it's only going to be what? Tom Kicker. Or could you say that no, the Gemara is just saying you need a min that has the capability to be bala de chimutz. The Torah wanted to make an ingredients list. The Torah wanted to say, the Gemara wanted to say, which ingredients can we put on the side of this box of matzahs? It's only those types of ingredients that on their own would what? Would become chametz. But the fact that lemaisa, now you're not going to get chametz, you're not going to get karis, lechora would not be a problem. That's the way the Remur Lintz would answer that. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say later that the reason by the rich man's matzah is not
Matzah Shira.
Right. The reason is not because since you can't get cars for eating it, since you're able to be chayiv with it, since you can't be chayiv with it, then you can't get cars. We said that it was just because
it's not lechemoni.
Right. It doesn't. It's not lechemoni.
So isn't that a proof that you don't have to physically get cars?
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Proof that you don't actually. Need
right. Because there it will not be able to be machmis. Right. Good. Good. That's part of that was part of that whole shmooze of how you approach that Gemara of lechem matzah ashira, which is a major machlokes when we learn psachim. We have to learn that. What's the concoction over there? Will it become chametz or not? How do we paskin about that? That's a major machlokes rishonim. But that is very much part of the story. If you need something that's really going to practically become bali de chimutz, but you're right. You don't. You see that you don't need karis, but you still might need chimutz. You still might need chimas. That will depend on that. But karis is definitely not necessary. Okay. So everybody say, where am I holding here? Oh. So what is the story over here with this concoction? How do we have a kazayis? What's going on over here? So comes along the Ramban in his Perish and Maseches Chala, as quoted by the Rush in Menachos. The Rush has his Perish of Maseches Chala, which is a lot of Shulchan Aruch is based on this. When the Rishonim make the halachos, where does the Ramban talk about challah? Fascinating. The Ramban talks about challah. There's no riff in Maseches Bechoros. Riff did not write any halachos on kodesh. So the Ramban took Maseches Bechoros, and he obviously liked Maseches Bechoros, and he said, I'm going to make the riff on Maseches Bechoros. You look in the back of Maseches Bechoros, there's no riff. There's something that looks like the riff, but it's the Ramban's. The Ramban's halachos that he wrote on Maseches Bechoros. And on the side of the riff of the Ramban, there's no Ran, like we have in most Masechtos, but there's an Achron. And this Achron really made it big, as if he was a Rishon. Anyone know who that Achron was?
On what you said?
On Bechoros.
Marad
Al-Ghazi. Excellent. Marad Al-Ghazi, he basically, he took the role of the Ran, and the Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachos, whoever, you find those Shittas in the Rishonim, And he became like the Ran on Maseches Bechoros. So in Maseches Bechoros, there's a few dapin that talk about challah. So the Ramban said, okay, so here's going to be the place that I'm going to talk about challah. So the Rosh is in the end of Menachos, and the Ramban is the end of Bechoros. So if you look at the Rosh, the last Rosh in Maseches Challah, the Rosh discusses our Mishnah from Zvachim, Siman Tesvo, and he quotes the Ramban. Zeloshayna Ramban, Hamas Nisin Chazina Lefrusha Ulevara Mishum Dekashahi VaAmuka Vaday. Says the Ramban, this needs explanation, and this is very deep and it's difficult. So I need to explain away this Gemara. Midiktani VaAdam Yoytze Yedei Chovaso Shamina Mina. We see from this Dimidoraisa Havir. From the fact that a person could be Yoytze Yedei Chovaso on Pesach, it's obviously biblical. Even though you're mixing other things with the chitim, this is for sure the oraisa dikamatzah. And don't tell me that it's going to be rov chitim, which is a potential way Rashi would have gotten out of it. Can't be. It's not going to fit with the flow of the Gemara in Zvachim. It's rov oris. It came in the hachi ikal megdakala. The kaim alon kizayis vichtei achilas pras betaimu mamosha da raisa. Hakol hecha de leka kizayis vichtei achilas pras. The chule alma lav de oraisa. Rabosai, what's the driving kasha of the Ramban? What's bothering the Ramban, Rabosai? Something that we just spoke about. Where is the kizayis? Akasha that we spoke about on Thursday, Akasha that we just said, we can't just take this Gemara for granted. You can't just take a language of Tam Keiker. You have to understand, what does Tam Keiker mean? Does that give you Malkus? Can I envision a Kazayis over here? There's got to be technicalities over here. Reb Chaim Kohn's, and this. He's asking Reb Chaim Kohn's Kasha. He's asking Reb Chaim Tzvon's kasha. He's asking the Rambam's kasha. He's asking all the Rishonim's kasha. Where do you get Malkus? Rabosai. So how does he deal with that? So I would have answered Rabosai based on 2 seconds ago. David Rubin said, what's the problem? I don't think Reb Chaim Tzvon's such a deichak. Why don't we say it's a case of what? Kezayis b'deichilos pras. Apparently the Ramban did not like David Rubin. Apparently the Ramban said that that was shver in the Gemara. That wasn't the pashtus of the Gemara. So he's looking and he's searching because that would have been the simplest answer. Everyone understand what I just said? The simplest solution would have been exactly what David said. Reb Chaim Cohen would answer what Reb Chaim Cohen usually answers. The Tom Kaker applies when it's and it gets Malkus when it's Kazayas Deachilas Pras. And when you have other situations that you need a Kazayas, namely what? Matzah. So you're going to say it's also Kazayas Deachilas Pras. That's the way I can envision a Kazayas.
You get cars?
What?
You get cars too?
If what?
If you have
the Kazayas,
that's Tarubus.
Yeah, that's Tarubus comments. I don't think you get cars, right? Exactly, right. When he nami the time of Leibata. Even though you have a Kazayas, right? The Rambam says, I mean, I don't know what Reb Chaim Cohen would say. I don't know for sure. But the Rambam says beferish that Tarubus comments cannot be cars. But he has a. But he has a pasuk for that. So I can't answer for Reb Chaim Cohen, who doesn't necessarily subscribe to the Rambam. In there? No, but he's saying even Kazayas Bechtiyachas Pras, it's only a lav.
It into,
yeah, exactly, right. But I don't know if Reb Chaim Cohen agrees to that. Maybe Reb Chaim Cohen could say what we're saying by Nevela. He could say, no, that's just like that gets you Malkus over there, so it'll get you Karis over here. I would probably, if I wouldn't have that Rama, I would have said that for all the other Rishonim, that why should Chametz be any different? Whatever you get for a kazayis, this is a kazayis. The Rambam is the one who's mechadit. I don't. They would have taruvas chametz, but not necessarily kazayis b'techilas bras. Less than kazayis b'techilas bras. Taruvas chametz is still an isser, but kazayis b'techilas bras is a way even in a taruvas that I can envision a kazayis.
What would be the difference between less than the kazayis and chametz in that case?
There's no kazayis. There's no kazayis.
I'm saying what's the?
It's no saint time. No saint time. Tom Kaker, right? Yeah. I mean, not everyone agrees that you need even Kazayas Patei Achilas Pras. Rabbeinu Tam learns that as long as it's under a shear of Shishim, Nesinas Tam, it's Aser. It's also Deraisa. So, were it not for me to have a Mechudush Dekar Ramam in Hilchus Chametz Umatza, that Taruvas Chametz is different, that, so I would have said, once you have a Kazayas over here, it should be the regular Issa. Rabbeinu Tam says, Ahadre Lisa Rekama, so you get Karis. That's the Pashtas. Unihi Nami the time of Loi Batal. You're eating rice. What are you guys? You hold a roch and a benuri? This is rice matzah. Says the Ramban, I have only one way to explain this phenomenon. What's my way? I found the Yerushalmi. Talmud of the Eretz Yisrael is who? Is the Yerushalmi. It's not the Babylonian Talmud. To come a farish time of the Masisim Mishum Greira. Hadogon goyriro lasos lechem lischayev bechala. Because savri b'nei Eretz Yisrael, the idina lesa b'kusman of shibul ashul, u'b'shipon ela b'chitin u'b'sa'erin b'lvad, shegoyrin mipnei shederech ha'isa shanu, v'darkon shebnei odom lasos isa mishar haminen imam. What does Ramban say? The answer to all of our kashas? You got to go to the laboratory. You got to put on your goggles. And you got to understand ingredients. Says, you're right, you have rice over here. But rice has a fascinating reaction to when it's blended with what? With chitin, with wheat. What happens? There's something called greira. The influence of the chitin onto the rice, and specifically that combination, now makes the rice matzah. And makes it as if the whole thing is what? Is chitin. Concept called greira. We don't understand it, Rabosai. It's something scientific. Ask the scientists. You'll ask this afternoon. You're in your labs. You'll ask how this works. What is the difference? It's limited, says Yerushalmi, to a combination. Don't bring me other chameshes minei dagon over here. I'm saying a specific halacha in chitim, the blend of chitim and rice, and nowhere else. And if there's tam, but it now what? It creates what? It creates that I am now, no matter what spoon I have, I am now eating a kazayas of what? Of chitim, of matzah. That now suffices for my kazayas. Again, what was bothering the Ramban, Rabbi Yisrael? Not that tam ke'ikr is not an issue. Tam ke'ikr only creates could only create what? Malkus, if it's what? Kizayis b'tlei achilas pras. But the Gemara in Zvachim didn't want to say that, it didn't like want to say, the Ramban wanted to say like David. There was nothing mentioned about kizayis b'tlei achilas pras. And therefore what? Says the Ramban. So how are you going to say that you have a kizayis of dagon over here? Says the Ramban, there's a kaf over here. There's kizayis chitim with, I'm sorry, there's tam chitim with iris. Therefore it's gaira the iris. And that combination makes the chitim influence itself onto the ores. And there's something unique about rice and wheat. That's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Oh, Malik, as a bomb kashi. He took the words right out of my mouth. Excellent. As Malik, that's great, Ramban. You found a beautiful Yerushalmi. But what, says Malik? Shteit nisht where? Where? Zvachim where? The Bavli's against the Yerushalmi! The Bavli's explaining why this matzah is good. Why? In a sugi of what? Of Tam Kiker, and you're telling me what? Laboratory svaris. You're telling me that there's a concept called Greira. How in the world are you bringing this Yerushalmi to explain the Bavli when the Bavli is going against Yerushalmi? Everyone hear Malik's Kasha? It's a bomb Kasha. But you know who asked Malik's Kasha? The Ramban himself asked Malik's Kasha. The Ramban knew Malik's Kasha. The Ramban met Malik's before. He says, I could deal with the Malik, Rabosai. What does Ramban answer, Rabosai? Help me out over here. The Ramban knew the Gemara in Zvachim, and the Ramban knew the Yerushalmi, and the Ramban knew what he was doing.
Did you see the Ramban holds of Nepach when it comes to Tom Kaker?
I don't think so.
Because then the whole thing is taking over.
If the Ramban holds of Nepach, Aryeh, what would change in the Ramban's presentation? You would never have a what? You would never have a kasha in the first place. The Ramban is from the kushya of the Ramban, I think you see beferish not like Rabbeinu Tam. Because otherwise, what's the problem? I have Tom. Everything transforms. Beautiful. I have matzah right here. Tom Kaker. And guess what? I don't need to limit this to what? According to Rabbeinu Tam. To chitim and iris. I can have any type. I can have many combinations. It's not a word about what? The laboratory. It's not science. It's about Tom Kaker. And Tom affects Nepach. And I don't need shiurim of kzeis chilas bras. I don't need to limit it. The Ramban from asking the kasha. You see the Ramban doesn't hold like who? Like the Rabbeinu Tam. But now I ask, once the Ramban doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, and he's not going to be doichik like David to say like Reb Chaim Kohn, and to say that there's a new kimta in the Gemara, and he's taking the Gemara kapshuta that all you have over here is in your tarovis, you have what? Nisin as tam of chitim. So where do I have a kazayis of matzah? The rabbi told me on Leila Seder I have to have a kazayis of matzah. I don't have it. Dr. Ramban, no, you don't understand the way ingredients work. You don't understand the way chitim and aris work. There's something that happens with the chitim and aris, and something changes in gevaldim. And now it's all chitim. And now it's kazayis of matzah. But ask Malik, but that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said it's based on what? Tom Kaker.
Once it's joined together, and all the time of the week.
Maybe that's how we.
What does that mean?
Once
I'm asking you. You're the Ramban. I'm asking you. You now told me, guys, new matzah. Too heavy on you guys. You want to have some rice matzah? Great. Judah wants to have some rice matzah. He wants to fall into Rabbi Yochanan Menuri's camp. He wants to go easy on his stomach, Leila Seder. New thing, you're going to make millions of dollars. You're going to have rice matzah. Hey, you going to have rice matzah? Just put a little bit of tom inside. I fret the Ramban. The Ramban's going to see this guy selling. He's making millions of dollars. This is not Yotze.
Wait.
This is not Yotze. Tom Kaker is not enough. You need Kazayis B'tei Achilas Pras. How do you have a Kazayis Matz over here? It's up to Ramban. Greira. Yeah. So the Gemara should have said, there's no Raya for Tom Kaker. This is Greira. It's a different Vard. It's a laboratory.
I'm saying it works because since it's Greira, that means the Tom of the wheat is going into the rice. That means there is no right tom of rice. No tom of rice.
It's all one thing.
There's no tom of rice.
Why is it all one sugya?
You need a tom for it to be.
Say the word.
For it to be
great. Thank you. Excellent.
The Ramban says the Yerushalmi is not a stira to the Bavli. You need to assume what? Tam ke'ikr to begin with, in order for you to say what? Grira. Because if I don't say tam ke'ikr, what do I have over here? Let's assume no tam ke'ikr. Let's go to Rashi's camp. There's no concept of tam ke'ikr on a level d'oraisa. There's no concept, right? And therefore what?
You got nothing.
What do you got?
Nothing.
It's potul. It's nullified. It's gone. Tam ke'ikr, that's a svar d'rabbanan, please. But fundamentally, if I only believe in d'oraisa, everybody say, when I eat this item on a level d'oraisa, is it here? No, it's gone. It's nullified. Zof Judah Gevaldik. No, the two shtim. Tam ke'ikr means what? I have something here. There's something in this concoction. Once I have something here, aye, but now says the Ramban, yeah, but you're not yotze the chiyuvim of kezayis matzah. How would be yotze your chiyuv on Leila Seder if I need kezayis? Just like the Rishonim asked Akasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan say tamu mamosho, you get malchus? Aye, the Gemara doesn't say kezayis but the achilas pras. On that, what? The Ramban answers, no, that's through Grera. Every piece of rice also now could become chitim, and therefore I could have a kezayis in the whole concoction, and any piece I have, now I could have matzah. But exactly like you were saying, one halacha needs the other. That's the way the Ramban learns our sugya and zvachim. Who attacks the Ramban, Rabbi Isai? The Rosh. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the Rosh's attack, and we're going to have to see.